Juan Garcia of the Chinatown Community Development Center says that unhoused families and their supporters came together to ring a bell outside of City Hall in order to draw attention to the increasing numbers of unhoused families who have nowhere to safely shelter in place, despite the ongoing threat of the COVID-19 pandemic and the wildfires raging in Sonoma County, making the air unsafe for some folks to breathe.
Our hope is that the Board of Supervisors realize that COVID is affecting everyone in different many ways, but it's affecting unhoused and formerly unhoused families harder. Most of our unhoused families or formerly unhoused families that were employed before COVID work in service jobs, and most of the service jobs are currently gone.
But although the COVID-19 pandemic continues to create higher unemployment and put people in financially unstable positions, over 100 formerly homeless families on short-term subsidies are expected to take over their full rental payments once those subsidies end. Simultaneously, First Friendship, the only drop-in emergency shelter in San Francisco, has closed its doors. The city did not create an alternative place for families, meaning that there are now zero options for families experiencing homelessness to access emergency shelter. Garcia says that the city needs to prioritize housing families in vacant apartments across the city.
Right now, the property owners, property managers that are seeing a lot of their renters and tenants leaving either their buildings or the city completely, they want that stable income to come in, and this creates an opportunity for them to cover their costs, have no vacant units, and it offers an opportunity for unhoused families and SRO families to be able to move into these places. There's thousands of open rentals in the city right now. I mean, there was thousands before COVID. Now there's even more.
Activists like Garcia are pushing for the city of San Francisco to create housing stability for families by forming a cohesive source of funding. Currently, nonprofits are taking on the brunt of funding for houseless families. The organization Give2SF has received $20 million in requests for rental assistance alone. There is currently a moratorium on evictions in place that prevents tenants from losing their homes during the pandemic, but it will only be in place until the end of September. After that point, unless the state legislature approves emergency legislation now pending in the Senate, people are expected to pay all back rent in a matter of months or else be forced out of their homes.
I hope that the city does come up with a plan to help families who are struggling and will be struggling once the moratorium ends. Otherwise, we're just going to see a tsunami of homelessness, a tsunami of evictions.
According to City Hall, public comment for the budget meeting will occur on Monday, August 24th at 10 a.m. Comments may also be submitted through the Board of Supervisors budget website, www.sfbos.org/budget-information, and by clicking Provide Budget Comment. I'm Emma Herdman for KPFA.